Good morning. Welcome to the first formal session of this Charlotte meeting of the Philadelphia Society. My name is Sam Gregg. I am the much lesser best half of the other Gregg you were hearing before. I have the pleasure of chairing this session. Our subject matter, as listed in your programs, is the American tradition and political economy. Now, to many outside the United States, America is regarded as the epitome of free market capitalism. The truth, however, is that over the past 9 years, the United States has slowly been dropping down the various indexes of economic freedom, especially when it comes to key determinants of the market economy, most notably a stable regime of property rights and rule of law. It's also true that over more than 200 years of its existence, there has been significant debate about the most optimal economic arrangements for the United States. Not long after the Constitutional Convention of 1787, the United States was quickly plunged into debates about the Republic's economic direction. This was especially manifest, for example, in the debates in President Washington's cabinet between Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson about matters ranging from the public debt to whether America should move in the direction of a predominantly agrarian arrangement or in the direction of a capital-intensive industrial economy. And we know who won that argument. But in all these debates, whether it's free trade versus protectionism or the size, scope, and nature of the government's economic role, more has been argued about than what might just be regarded as purely economic considerations. In most cases, these debates were also about the values that ought to be promoted through society's engagement with the economic question, which takes us squarely into the realm of political economy. Now, since it was first coined, apparently, in 1615 by Antoine de Montchrétien to describe how monarchs could manage their kingdoms as landowners organized their estates, the term political economy has been defined in many ways. Some treat it as the study of economic theory in order to understand the underlying political and social underpinnings. Others regard it as the effort to critically analyze economic policy. Then there is a political economy understood as an interdisciplinary study which integrates economics with other social sciences. Prominent examples are institutional economics and public choice theory. It was, however, Adam Smith who established the meaning of political economy in the commonly accepted positive sense of the term by defining what's called political economy as the scientific study of the nature causes and causes of the wealth of nations. In a broader sense, however, Smith's political economy also embraced the study of the relationship between economic theory and the political ideas and movements of the time. This outlook, of course, this intersection between the economy, values, political commitments, was not foreign to a number of 20th century economists. Today, I'm happy to say that we have three excellent minds to help us explore these and other issues of political economy, both in a general sense and with regard to the United States in particular. I will not read out all their biographies, which are available online on the Philadelphia Society's website, but I'll say a quick word about each of our speakers. Professor Ryan Patrick Hanley is Mellon Distinguished Professor of Political Science at Marquette University. His research is in the history of political philosophy and focuses very heavily on the Scottish Enlightenment. He's the author of Adam Smith and the Character of Virtue, published by Cambridge in 2009, a book I highly recommend, as well as a number of edited collections dealing with Smith's thought. He is also the recipient of fellowships from the Mellon Foundation, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Arete Initiative. His most recent book is going to be forthcoming this year again with Cambridge, called Love's Enlightenment, Rethinking Charity in Modernity. Our second speaker is well known to many of you. Professor Gordon Lloyd is Doctor Emeritus Professor at Pepperdine University. He's also Senior Fellow at the Ashbrook Center. He has written a number of co-authored books, the most recent being The Two Narratives of Political Economy and The New Deal and Modern American Conservatism. He's received many teaching, scholarly, and leadership awards at Pepperdine. He currently serves on the National Advisory Council for the Walter and Lenoran Annenberg Presidential Learning Centre through the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation. Lastly and not least, we have Professor David Walsh. Professor Walsh is Professor of Politics at the Catholic University of America. He's the author of numerous books, including a 3-volume study of modernity, which addresses the totalitarian crisis, the resurgence of liberal democracy, and the philosophical revolution of the modern world. He's published numerous books going back quite some time. Now today, each speaker is going to be speaking for a maximum of 15 to 18 minutes, after which I will open the floor for questions from all of you. So I'll begin by asking Professor Hanley to speak.